What kind of a rinky-dink little college is this? I have to practically break my neck bending down just to fit under these stupid little doors. And that's the least of my problems. It's summer session, so the halls are practically empty. That means there aren't enough people here to take care of my needs. I've gone almost 10 minutes without any kind of release. If this is another empty lecture hall, I'm going to really lose control. To my relief, the room isn't completely empty, but, like, 5 students? Seriously? That's only enough to tide me over for, like, 10 minutes. At best. If they're anything else like the girls at my sorority, they won't even keep me satisfied for a minute each. Everyone is staring at me with their mouths wide open. Is it something I'm wearing? No, that can't be it. I'm wearing some of my most modest clothes. Maybe it's my stunning eyes that caught their attention, but their gaze seems to be aimed a little bit lower than that. The professor catches my eye. She looks every bit as dumbfounded as the students. Has she seriously never seen someone who was 12 feet tall before? I don't know how someone as old as her could possibly lead such a sheltered life, but I don't see any other explanation. I walk up to her to get a closer look. She's not ugly for an old woman. She's probably more experienced than the students. And she's got a good mouth on her, so I decided to ask her first, as politely as you could. I need some assistance, I tell her. Are you going to help me out? Or would you rather I start with your students? The professor looks me up and down before her eyes finally settle on my crotch, the old perv. She just kept staring at it. She wouldn't take her eyes off the thing. I would be offended, but maybe it's a good sign that she's taking an interest in my pussy. You're... she stammers. For a professor, she wasn't very good with words. Then, after a few more failed attempts, she got out a complete sentence. Why aren't you wearing pants? And here I thought professors were supposed to be accepting of people with special needs. Well, not everyone can be as open-minded as I am, so I do my best to explain things to her. I have a condition, okay? It's for easy access, so my pussy can be pleasured at all times. I tell her. That sounds highly improbable, the woman replies. And even if that was the case, why wouldn't you just masturbate if you need attention so bad? Why don't you just masturbate, I repeat in a mocking voice, and get pussy juice all over my fingers? Gross. I'm not some kind of pervert. Now are you going to stop yapping and eat my pussy already? I walk closer to the professor, knocking her chair out of the way. The professor's expression changes from confusion to shock as I near her. Once again, I have to take the initiative. I take another step closer, giving her a better view of my pussy. I want her to see the juices glistening off of it. I want her to smell just how hungry I am. Hopefully, that drives home just how urgent the situation is. My pussy needs to be pleasured or else it gets hungry, I tell her, talking extra slow to make sure she understood what I was saying. Now, do you want to eat my pussy, or do you want my pussy to eat you? What do you mean, do I want it to eat me? How could I vagina eat someone? The professor asks. Has she seriously never heard of someone with a hungry pussy before? For a second, it seems like she's going to take the initiative, but then she just stands there and stares dumbfounded at my pussy. I know that this is probably a new experience for her, but is she seriously going to make me wait all day? I'm trying to be polite, but in truth, I can barely hold myself back. I hope she'll take the hint, but instead of coming closer, she starts to back away. Clearly, she isn't going to make this easy, so I take the initiative. I turn around and raise my ass above her, making sure she gets a good look. I shift my hips back and forth, letting her see the full view of my lips and my wetness. I hold my ass there for a minute, waiting for her to make the first move. It might be a little too high for her lips to reach, but she can still touch it with her hand. I try my best to be patient. A few seconds pass, and I don't feel so much as her pinky finger touching my pussy. Well, I'm not going to wait forever. I lower my hips on top of her, wedging her head between my perfect round-ass cheeks. With one swift movement, I trap the professor between a quarter ton of ass fat, with her lips pressed against my pussy. The professor tries to push against my thighs, but all that amounts to is a gentle massage. She's screaming, but with all that ass fat to muffle her, it's reduced to a low hum, which vibrates my pussy lips nicely. She could have done her best to pleasure me. She could have put her decades of experience to good use. I'll never find out, though. After all that waiting and teasing, I can't wait another second to orgasm. I clench my muscles, sucking her body into my pussy. Most of her body is inside of my pussy now, but that's not enough to satisfy me. I clench again and suck her even deeper. I can feel the professor's body squirming inside of me, but she wouldn't be squirming for long. She's inside of me, and that's a one-way trip. A few seconds later, she's gone. My pussy only takes a few seconds to finish digesting her. A moment later, and my body has fully absorbed her. That means more empty calories, which of course are all going to go straight to my ass. Unless, damn it, I'm growing again. I was really hoping this wouldn't happen. 12 feet tall was plenty big already. I was big and strong enough to make people do whatever I wanted, but I was still small enough to walk around hallways and squeeze through most doorways. What am I going to do if I can't even fit inside anywhere? Will I have to live outside like a bum? Really, this is all the professor's fault. She was totally inconsiderate making me grow like this. What a selfish bitch. Growing bigger isn't totally without its upsides, though. It does feel good, almost like an orgasm. Before, it felt like I was about to explode. This feels like a release. There's a sensation of warmth flowing through my body. It's slowly spreading from my pussy and flowing down my thighs. I look back and check at my ass. It is absolutely fucking gigantic now. It probably weighs half a ton, as if it wasn't hard enough squeezing through doorways before. On the plus side, it'll be even easier using it to boss bitches around. I bet it will feel amazing slamming someone against the wall with a half ton of ass fat. I'm crouched down and my head is pressing against the ceiling. I must be at least 20 feet tall now, right? That's big enough that I'll definitely need everyone in the lecture hall just to tide me over for a few minutes. I walked over to the door and plopped my big ass down in front of a row of students. Your hall passes have all been revoked, I told them, slamming the door shut with my foot. No one will be leaving this room until I've been satisfied. But, what happened to the professor? A nasal voice squeaked. I looked down and saw a mousy blonde girl staring up at me wide-eyed. Did she really not understand what happened? This must be one of those remedial classes. Obviously, she's not the brightest, so I explained it nice and slowly, with small words, so even she could understand it. I'll put this as simply as I can. My cunt was hungry, so it ate her. She was cunt food, and now she's my ass fat. See that jiggle? That's all that's left of her now. Do you understand? No, I don't. How is that possible? None of this makes any sense. Clearly, I'm not getting through to her, but I can't give up yet. These students are a little slow, but I still have to try to reach them. It's hard for someone as smart as me to lower myself down to their level, but I have to at least try. I need to break things down in a way that she can understand, just like the professor would have done. Suddenly, I have a stroke of genius. I ate the professor. That means the professor is part of my body now. I'm not sure exactly how this all works, but logically, that should make me a professor now, right? Something about the molecules or whatever. I take a moment to clear my throat as I work out my first big speech. I'm your professor now, I tell her confidently. This is now a women's studies class. No, wait, it's a sex ed class, and you're about to take your final exam. The test is to make me orgasm. If you succeed, you'll get a lifetime internship as my, vaginal pleasure assistant. If you fail, you're cunt food. You're up first, Blondie. Well, what are you waiting for? After a moment of hesitation, she gets down on her hands and knees and crawls over to me. Finally, someone is doing what I tell them to. This professor thing seems to be working wonders, but I won't know until the real test. A lot of people say they're going to try to satisfy my needs, but then they tend to get cold feet at the last minute. Unfortunately, she isn't an exception, and she stops in her tracks when her lips are tantalizingly close to touching my own. What happens if I stick my head in there? She asks. It's not like going to bite me or something, is it? It sounds ridiculous, but I'm used to this kind of stereotyping. Something about a man eating pussy scares them or something. Of course it's not going to bite, I tell her. You're not sticking your head in a lion's mouth. My pussy doesn't bite. It sucks. Now what are you waiting for? Get in there already if you don't want a failing grade. Finally, she takes the plunge. She sticks her whole head in my crotch and starts eating out my pussy with a vigor I haven't seen since the sorority. She's using her tongue to massage and lick my clit. She's either experienced with this kind of thing or she's a natural. She worked with confident strokes, alternating between sucking and licking until I reached the edge of orgasm. I was getting close. All I have to do is hold off on eating her for just a little bit longer. I can't wait another second. Sure, I'm just about to have a massive orgasm. But why wait? When I can slurp her down right now, I'm not made of self-control. I clench my kegels and start to suck on her head. Her friendly, affectionate kisses quickly turn into desperate, muffled screams as she's sucked down deeper into my pussy. She tries to resist, but she has no chance against me. She tries to push away, but my pussy is too powerful. Her body starts to slide down my walls until she disappears inside me. She manages to let out one last scream before I slurp her down. She's waist-deep in a few seconds and can do little except aimlessly kick her legs in the air. She massages my pussy lips as she slips deeper into my body, and I moan with pleasure. It's clear that she passed the test, but I can't bring myself to pull her out. It just feels too good sucking on her to let her out. As far as the other students knew, she failed to make me orgasm, right? One little moan isn't proof that she made me come, It's not like I screamed in pleasure at the top of my lungs or anything. For all any of them knows, it's a completely fair punishment. They have no reason to doubt the process. I turn towards the other students, who are still sitting there obediently. Clearly, they accept my rightful claim to the title of professor. Or maybe they're just too terrified to move a muscle. I'm not going to waste my time wondering which one it is. It's all the same as far as I'm concerned. I put on a serious face and do my best to act professorial. Blondie failed the test. Who wants to take it next? I ask them. But to my frustration, none of them raises their hands. Seriously, no volunteers? Okay, fine. In that case, I pick you. I point at the Asian girl, whose eyes fluttered. Me? She says in disbelief. So if I make you, orgasm or whatever, does that mean you'll let me go? She's clearly another idiot, but at least she's trying her hardest to understand. I smile at her gently and tell her, No, sweetie. Were you not paying attention before? Your reward for passing the exam is that you get to eat my pussy every hour of every day for as long as you live. You wouldn't want to deprive yourself of that reward, would you? She looks up at me like I just told her she had cancer or something. So, I'll have to be your sex slave for life? I can't believe what I'm hearing. Sex slave? Have to? As if eating my pussy is the same as working in the salt mines or something. Really, I'm doing her a favor by letting her so much as gaze upon my perfect pussy. How lucky would she be, getting to lavish my cunt with attention for the rest of her life? That could be minutes, hours, or even days if she was good with her tongue. Usually it's more like a few seconds, but that isn't my fault. It's not my fault that my servants are too lazy to eat me out. I don't want to waste my time getting in some pointless argument about what was and wasn't technically sex slavery. What matters is the education of my students. And me getting off, of course. Lucky for me, those things are one and the same. Who says the education system isn't a good investment? My patience is wearing thin, so I drop the professorial tone and talk to her in my normal voice. Let me explain this very simply, I tell her. You eat my cunt or my cunt eats you. So which is it going to be? Fine, I'll try my best, she tells me. Good answer. Now get over here, I tell her. I motion for her to come forward, and she slowly crawls up to my spread pussy lips. At first, she just hovers there nervously, like a hummingbird trying to decide where to land on a flower. But after a brief moment of hesitation, her tongue flickers around my clit. I start cooing and moaning in pleasure. It feels nice, but I need more. Spread my pussy lips, I tell her. Reach in there. Deeper. Don't be afraid. Hey, maybe you'll find your friend if you really look deep in there. That's a lie, of course. A little trick to get her to go even deeper in. But she apparently doesn't care about her classmate, because she refuses to push in any deeper on her own. Since she isn't taking the hint, I help her out, with a little nudge from my finger. She falls face first into my pussy, which has already enveloped her in its wet warmth. My pussy takes it from there, sucking her deeper in. Her body trembles as I slurp her down. As she's pulled deeper in, my lips close around her body, sealing her exit. My body shudders and throbs with pleasure as I'm filled up with her flesh, but she's not done fighting yet. I can feel her squirming around there as she clings for dear life to the walls of my pussy. Each time she moves against me, the sensations are heightened, until finally I can feel the orgasm rushing through me like a tidal wave of pleasure. At first it's like a gentle caress, then it builds into an unstoppable force. I haven't even finished eating her yet, and I'm already starting to grow. My body starts to grow bigger as I devour more and more of her. She loses her grip on the walls of my pussy, and she's sucked deeper inside. My pussy pulsates with pleasure as it hungrily sucks her down, triggering another growth spurt. My body swells up, growing bigger by the second, until the room is no longer enough to contain me. I feel like a balloon filled with hot air, ready to burst at any moment from the sheer pleasure of it all. My head hits the ceiling, but I just tilt my head and lean to my side. I'm not going to let something like the ceiling stop me from growing. By the time I'm done eating her up, I'm twice my original size. There's nothing left of the last girl that I swallowed, but I can feel the effects of her presence inside me. Her essence flows through me like a river of energy that invigorates every part of my being. My pussy is finally satisfied, if only for a moment, but I feel a different kind of hunger now. My stomach growls. I was so preoccupied with meeting those needs that I forgot to actually eat anything with my mouth. The lunch hall is all the way on the other side of campus, and I'm probably too big to even squeeze through the doorway now. What am I going to do? That's when a wild idea occurs to me. I might actually be big enough to swallow people with my mouth now. I've never eaten someone with my mouth before, but there's a first time for everything, right? I want to save the girls for my pussy, which leaves me one option. There's one guy in the class, a skeezy-looking dude with a dorky shirt. I'm not going to let his scraggly beard anywhere near my pussy, obviously. But I'm not nearly as picky when it comes to eating normal food. I reach out and grab him. He puts his hands up and begs me to stop when I pick him up. I'm trying this for the first time. The least he could do is try to make it easy for me. Doesn't he understand that this is hard enough for me already? I'm too hungry to listen to his pleas. I open my mouth and I tilt my head back as I bring him closer. Before he can react, he's already in my mouth. My mouth is completely full, and I haven't even shoved in his legs yet. For a moment, I wonder if I'm really big enough to swallow a whole person. My other parts are special, but I'm pretty sure my mouth is just a normal mouth. Aside from being bigger now, obviously. Can I really swallow him in a single gulp? What if I choke? My saliva must lubricate him, right? I don't know for sure, but I take the plunge and gulp him down. His body slides down my throat easily. I feel him move and squirm inside me as he slides down my throat. My stomach growls with pleasure as it absorbs the sweet taste of his flesh, and soon enough he's gone from sight. He disappears inside me with a final gulp, leaving behind only an empty void that's filled with the satisfaction that comes from finally being full again. I'm surprised by just how good I feel, until I realize there's another reason why I feel so good. I look down and see two women below me. I'm pleasantly surprised when I realize that the last two students have taken the initiative and started to worship my pussy. One of them is lapping her little tongue against my clit, making rings around it with the tip of her tongue. The other one sticks her hands deep inside of my pussy, caressing the walls of my pussy with her little fingers. She should realize that she's tempting fate teasing me like that. It would be so easy for me to just suck her down. I bet she's doing it on purpose. Maybe she just likes the thrill. Or maybe she wants me to suck her in. Maybe sticking her arm in so deep is her way of saying that she wants me to eat her. Or maybe she's just being a teacher's pet. Either way, I can't hold myself back. My pussy grabs her arm and pulls her deeper in. At first, it's just a tug. Enough of a pull to show her just how powerful my pussy is. As much as I'd love for this to go on forever, I just can't hold off any longer. I ravish her arm with my powerful suction, pulling her deeper into my cavernous depths. Her face disappears between my pussy lips, followed by her supple breasts. Her legs slide in effortlessly, and I can feel her writhing against the walls of my pussy as she goes deeper and deeper. In seconds, I slurp up her legs. Only her little feet are still dangling outside of me. Holy fucking shit, this is incredible! I've never come so hard in my life. My hips are bucking so hard that I can feel my ass jiggling. My tits have never felt so sensitive. I clench my pussy one last time. She disappears with one last gulp, and her body sends shivers of pleasure down my spine as she slides down the walls of my vagina. As for the other student, she's still worshipping my pussy with vigor. Maybe she's unaware of what just happened to her friend, but I doubt that. I think she's just as devoted as her little friend, so I decide to test that theory. "Go lower," I tell her. She does as she's told, lowering her head between my lips and kissing the soft flesh of my pussy. She kisses the fleshy folds of my pussy lips, but she moves a little slower than her friend. Maybe she's not as devoted as she looks. Maybe she's just doing it for the grade. I lick my lips in anticipation as the girl goes lower down the walls of my pussy, but when she reaches the point where her friend disappeared, she stops. I am disappointed, but I'm not about to let this girl make me feel inadequate. "Deeper," I say, stifling a moan. "Climb into my pussy. I need your body, all of it." She's hesitant at first, but after a few seconds, she's fully inside me. I can feel her exploring my innermost depths with her little body, and it only makes me wetter. I moan with pleasure as she goes deeper and deeper, hitting all the right spots and sending shockwaves of pleasure through my body. The sensation is overwhelming, and soon enough I'm shaking with pleasure while my pussy clenches around her tight little form. She must be having a good time in there too, because the way she writhes inside me tells me that she's enjoying the ride just as much as I am. As good as it feels, all this teasing just makes my pussy even hungrier. I need satisfaction. I can't take it any longer. I start to suck her down, using the power of my pussy to pull her in with a force so strong that she can do nothing but give in and let me devour her. She slides deeper and deeper until there's nothing left of her. The satisfaction I get from eating her is immense, and it's only increased by the knowledge that she wanted this. It's been a while since I had a snack that I knew was fully willing. Having someone sacrifice themselves to me like that, it makes me feel like a goddess. That thought sends another jolt of pleasure down my spine. I can feel another growth spurt coming on. I'm rapidly outgrowing the confines of the lecture hall, but I'm not going to waste time worrying about minor practical concerns like that. The only thing I care about right now is how good this feels to grow. And it feels fucking incredible. As I continue to expand, the walls of the lecture hall start to groan and creak with strain. I'm too big for this place now, but that doesn't matter. Nothing matters but how fucking good it feels to grow bigger and stronger. My body is swelling, and with every inch I get larger. I can feel the walls of the lecture hall shaking as they struggle to contain me, and it only makes me want to grow even more. The pleasure washes over me in wave after wave. It just keeps going. I've come so hard that I can't even see straight. I've become so sensitive that even the lightest touch feels like a feather stroking my skin. The flowing pleasure has saturated my entire body, and all my muscles tense up. I let out a long moan, and then a long, guttural, primal scream of pleasure. Part of me wants to eat more people on purpose just so I can get bigger. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad to try and get really huge. I wonder how big I could get if I really tried. I must be close to 50 feet tall already. I bet I could get to 100 feet tall if I wanted to. Or 200? I'd be way too big to fit inside of a building, but that doesn't matter much when I could just knock them down and eat everyone inside. But I'll have to just fantasize about that for now, because my growth spurt is coming to an end. I take a deep breath and look around. I remember that I'm much too big to walk out the door now. How exactly am I going to get out of this place? I'm trying to figure out my next move when I get a strange feeling on the back of my neck, like I'm being watched. I look around the room but don't see anyone. "Hello?" I said. "Is anyone there?" "I am," a woman replies. I watch as a redhead slowly gets up from behind a desk. She's a little older than the other students were and curvier too. She stands up confidently and looks me in the eye. "How can I serve you?" she asked. That's when I realize how I'm going to get out of the lecture hall. "You're going to make me grow bigger," I told her. "A lot bigger,"